look at me now. I'm just going to be 100% honest, and you can take this as you want it, but this is the God's honest truth. This is going to sound funny coming from the Pray For You guy, but I love songs like that are not my forte. They're not even something that I typically just love, okay? I love sad heartbreak songs. That's sort of my default setting. That being said, when I heard this song, my buddy Joe Fox that I wrote Better Than That with sent it to me. Him, Seth Ennis, and Thomas Fincham wrote this song. And again, it's not even the kind of song that I typically geek out over. But I heard that song and immediately knew they had written an absolute just smash of a love song. And you know, from a songwriter's perspective, you know, you always, there's a selfish part of you that wants to write everything you do. But if you're really a songwriter and you moved to town to songwriting, you moved to town to songwrite, you have to let the best song win, or else there's no such thing as a songwriter. They're just artists. And when they sent me that song, I knew immediately that that was as good of a love song, positive marriage love song that there was. And I mean, it cut through to somebody like me that doesn't go seeking out those kind of songs necessarily. And so that's how I knew it was a special one. And I'm very proud to be the person that gets to sing that and get to cut that song. And especially when it's also written by, you know, one of my best friends, a few of my best friends. So.